Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Superintendent Art Sadoff about Monday's school board meeting.
Indianola School Board met in regular session Monday evening, and one of the things talked about, and the traditional calendar was passed a couple weeks ago, but this was the year-round calendar. Talk about the year-round calendar and what was approved by the board.
Sure. Well, as you said, we typically pass the traditional calendar first, and then the year-round calendar kind of flows from that. The main difference being that in the year-round calendar, they do have a fall break and a spring break that's longer than the week-long spring break we have. And that gives us an opportunity to have what we call intersession, where students have the ability to go and take enrichment courses or some skills courses if they choose to. So that did pass. There are some specific guidelines we have to follow in state law. Several years ago, there was a big calendar debate, and we weren't sure when they changed the school start time if they would make an allowance for a year-round calendar, because not many schools are doing that anymore. And they did, but now we have to write a calendar that we make sure does not have a summer break longer than 6 weeks. We have to have students attending at least 10 days in 11 of the 12 months. And then we have the same hour requirement that we have with our traditional calendar of at least 1,080 hours of instruction. So once you get those parameters put in and we know where our traditional calendar is going to be, then the year-round calendar is not too complicated, because we always do it so that we can sync up at the end of the year and have our kids end at the same time.
All right, we'll talk about some of the important dates of that year-round calendar and what people should know.
Yeah, our students will come back and actually will begin July 7th, or I guess that's teachers beginning July 7th, excuse me, and then we'll have students beginning July 9th. And that, again, is to meet that requirement of not having a summer break longer than 6 weeks. Then our Irving students will be in session before other students obviously start in August, on August 25th. But they will have a few days off. The kids will on August 20th, 21st, and 24th, as we have some teacher training and getting ready for school that involves both the traditional and the year-round teachers. They'll have a fall break in the end of September, and then the spring break will be extended in March as well, and then they'll end at the same time as kids under the traditional calendar.
All right, another thing talked about by the board, and this is something this new board and a lot of new board members have wanted to implement, was getting out in the schools, talking with teachers and staff, as well as a school safety committee. Kind of talk about your interactions with the board and setting those kind of meetings up and new procedures.
Well, we talked early on, as we said, our board committees, that the board had an interest in getting involved in some other areas too. For example, there's an emphasis on a communication committee and on a wellness committee, and then, as you said, on a safety committee. And along with that communication, the board has made it a priority for members to get out and just introduce themselves to staff and get out among the schools. We have added a board reports section early on in the meeting for the board, just to kind of share the things they're seeing when they're out and about. And we have a makeup of the board now where we've got a couple of members with some flexibility in their job and a couple of retired members, and that is something that they have the time and desire to do. So that is a change. The safety committee also, we have a couple of board members with a lot of expertise and interest in those areas, and we are reconvening our group that includes all of our emergency responders along with those board members. And we're going to be talking about some additional training for staff and that regular review that we're going to do anyway of our emergency operations planning. So whether it's communication or just having a board presence out in our schools, or specifically the topics of wellness or school safety, those are all kind of priorities of this board.
There's also a showing of a movie talking about technology and kids coming up. Talk a little bit about that and what people should know.
Yeah, well, there's a documentary called Screenagers. It's been out for a few years, and it's really interesting. The whole thing began when a lady who was a medical doctor began dealing with those things that parents deal with as their kids grow older, wanting a phone. What kind of phone do we get? Technology in people's lives today is so much a part of everything we do, and we have children that have grown up with that. You know, one of the phrases that gets used is digital natives. But there also are changes that can happen in brain chemistry with that. There can be negative effects if things aren't done the right way. You know, as a district, we've put a big emphasis on online learning and the digital learning environment, but we're also very sensitive to the fact that we need to practice digital citizenship. We need to be aware of some of the risk. And this documentary, Screenagers, is a really interesting look at that. And we're going to have a public showing of that open to anybody March 23rd at 6:30 p.m. in the high school auditorium. And we'll do some more promoting of that. But that would be an hour very well spent. As I said to you, Andrew, my sons are grown. But if we were to do things over, my wife and I, there'd be a few changes we made just based on what we know about screen time and the impacts on kids.
Once again, that was Superintendent Art Sadoff discussing Monday's school board meeting. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.